What's it like being kind of thrust into the limelight a little bit all of a sudden?
I'm really just trying to increase my role in the team and do whatever is needed for me, whatever coach and coach wants, and you know, with the scheme, and you know, really go from there. Just trying to work hard every day, and obviously, you know, Vince is irreplaceable. You know, one of the best guys in position, and a leader in our, and especially in our D line room, and obviously on this team and on our defense. So, you know, no question that he still will be a leader, and you know, couldn't look up to a better guy, and you know, he's been nothing but the best. So.
What have you learned from Vince in your short time?
Oh, his preparation, you know, on the field, off the field, day in and day out, really. And then the way he handles the games and goes in there, he's, you know, one of the best guys, but also he's probably one of the smartest guys that you ever play around. So, you know, no question about that.
Do you expect to be watching all you guys, watching film with him once he's, you know, past the first?
Oh, definitely.
And still pick up tips in the film room from him?
Oh, I mean, you can't learn enough from him. He's, you know, miles ahead of everybody, so you're trying to just pick up here and there and just try to gradually, you know, pick up his knowledge.
How about Tommy Kelly? I mean, playing alongside him and having a locker alongside him.
Oh, yeah.
What do you
want from him? Oh, he's, you know, him and Vince are hand in hand, but, you know, being next to him and stuff and get a chance to play with both of them guys on the field, just learning from them. The biggest thing is that those guys are very consistent day in and day out, which is, you know, the biggest thing you need at D-line. And, you know, they play blocks the right way every time, and, you know, they come to work every day, which is, you know, it's hard at this position.
Talk about making the most of your opportunity, taking what you're getting on the practice field and now applying it to the game.
Well, I'm really just trying to increase my role and just, you know, play as best I can on every situation, every block, and, you know, get to the ball. And, you know, just really just taking it day by day and trying to, you know, do the best I can.
You didn't get drafted, and now look where you are. Was it tough, that draft day, when you didn't get picked, and now all of a sudden look?
Yeah, I mean, but the biggest thing was you just wanted to get on the field, and you know, it's kind of, football is kind of its own animal, so, you know, it gets hard out there, and you got a lot of mental more than physical, so just tried to work hard every day, and you know, you never know what's going to happen, so trying to make the best of it.
You pinch yourself a little bit, see where you are here now.
Yeah, but you know, the biggest thing is that, you know, we don't got that much time, and you know, we got to win. This is the biggest game, and you know, just kind of keep it going.
What did it feel like to get your first NFL sack?
You know, just kind of glad that hard work paid off, and that you know that you can make plays, so it's definitely something I just want to get more of. But I think the biggest thing is just to play the scheme that we do, and you know, do your job the best you can.
I don't think you really danced much, Chandler, offer lessons.
Yeah, and the guys were all getting after me, and you know, the next day just kind of said I should have had a move ready or something. But
next time.
Yeah.
Was there a lot of response from family and friends after that sack?
Oh, definitely. Just got a bunch of texts, and you know, Maryland guys and all people from Albany and my hometown and my coaches, so a lot of support.
How much experience do you have playing nose from Maryland?
Oh, I played that, you know, for a full year, and I played every position. I played a three front, four front, so yeah, I got a lot of reps across.
Joe, I know it's kind of weird, but for a defensive lineman in this league, an interior guy, you're a little undersized. I mean, I know you're 300 pounds, but so I'm just curious how you kind of balance. What do you do to compensate for maybe that lack of girth?
Know what types of blocks you're going to get. So I mean, if you know what play you're going to get, it kind of takes the, you know, you take the thinking out of it, and you can play to that block, and you know, if you know what's coming at you, it makes it a lot easier.
Is it a quick first step, would you say that?
Yeah, but you know, it's kind of your awareness and know what to expect or who's coming at you, and you know the angle you're going to get and stuff, so you can put yourself in the best situation, best position.
You feel like maybe it's made you work harder? I mean, you don't have that raw
power
and size to.
Yeah, you got to be a technician in there. You got to have your awareness up higher. You got to, you know, hear calls or stuff like that. So, you know, it's a lot to go through, and it takes a long time to get good at. So just trying to, you know, do the best I can here and, you know, help us win.
Joe, you might have been asked this. I apologize. What did you learn from Vince, you know, specifically since he played?
Oh, I mean, his knowledge of the game is, I mean, the level that he's done it for is, you know, it's very hard to match. And he does good at it. He doesn't give you everything because he doesn't want to bog you down. So you're trying to pick up a tip here and there, technique here and there through the years. And, you know, in his whole you know, the locker room presence and what he gives in our room is, I mean, I couldn't ask for a better guy.
It just sort of struck me that, you know, probably could have walked through here and not had too many reporters speaking with you over the first, even through training camp, you know, and beyond. Now you get big crowd, even Chris, you know, Jones has big crowd around him. How fast things can change. What's your reaction to that?
Just really just trying to increase my role on the team and just really just help us win. And, you know, more work, you know, it goes into it, just prepare harder and kind of do what I've been doing and just, you know, stay on the gas, really, and, you know, just take it week to week or day by day.
What does Vince do in the meeting rooms? Does he joke around? Is he quiet? Is he, you know, teaching all the time? And what makes what specific attributes?
It's just his awareness of the game. He knows what blocks he's going to get, his knowledge. He knows he's played against a lot of guys, or he watches steps and footwork.
So he'll tell you guys, okay.
Yeah, it's just what you can expect against this game. But I mean, there's 100 different things you got to think about, and you only got a couple seconds. So I was just playing next to him. You kind of hear what he's thinking, or kind of pick up a call from him. And, you know, it's definitely a lot going on. So,
I read an article last year that where your father said happiness is the pursuit. How important is it to keep that in mind as you know?
Oh, no, definitely. I mean, that's one thing I have growing up on, is just getting the ball and trying to make plays and get in on as many plays as you can. You know, if you got a lot of guys around the ball, you can correct. You know, if somebody didn't do their job, you got a lot of guys hustling, you can, you know, make that play not as bad, or, you know, you can end that play. So that's kind of been my thing, trying to get to the ball and hustle. So we'll see. It's definitely, you know, it's a big task.